I don't know whether you remember, but around about this time last year, we spoke to an amazing teacher called Sarah Donnelly. She'd taken out the ARIA Award for Music Teaching and is based in the town of Wilcannia. Yesterday on the weekend show, we spoke to a woman called Linda Strickland, who is from the Hawkesbury Helping Hands. And when all of New South Wales pitched in to help the Hawkesbury region during the floods last year, she felt it was only fair that they reach out to the town of Wilcannia, who's going through such a hard time with this COVID situation. Now, I'm not speaking to Sarah live because right now she's out distributing the most amazing amount of goods and foods and sanitary items to the people of Wilcannia. I spoke to her earlier on this morning around 8:30 and started by welcoming her to the weekend show.
Good morning, Simon. Thanks for having me.
One of the things that I got from what Linda was describing yesterday was how welcome these packages were in Wilcannia.
Yeah, absolutely, Simon. So to give you a little bit of context, when this, and I will call it a disaster because, you know, for our community, this has been an incredibly challenging time, and for this to happen in the way that it has, it's been very distressing for community members. So when we first found out about positive cases in the community, we had a pretty quick need to support some people who were suddenly finding themselves in lockdown with no access to food. And the gorgeous women from Hawkesbury Helping Hands really helped out. Resilience New South Wales was quick to support, and they were working on a plan just before this happened. So we were able to distribute food hampers to everyone in community because of the work that Resilience New South Wales had done. And then a few days after that, Hawkesbury Helping Hand women arrived, and it was greatly appreciated because it was things like fresh bread and some fruit and vegetables that people had been unable to get. So on top of the dry food hampers that Resilience New South Wales had delivered, it was very welcomed.
And I'm looking at the Facebook page of a hall full of flour and sacks and sanitary goods, but then a whole group of people, socially distanced, of course, standing under a tree ready to distribute. What's it like to actually pass these things out to the town?
So as you can imagine at the moment, it's a challenging and concerning time for communities. So people are finding themselves in anxious situations where they're not sure what's going on. And I think what it has done is brought attention to some of the many challenges that this community faces on any normal day. But suddenly with the lockdown and the restrictions and the stay-at-home orders, it's actually brought these things closer to attention or sort of highlighted them. So things like overcrowding of housing is a massive issue here. You've got 10 people living in a house. So you can imagine, as I know it has for communities in Sydney as well, when someone tests positive in that household, it suddenly is scary for the rest of the household, wondering how they isolate within those conditions. Things like connectivity and access to health resources. You know, out here, access is a big issue because of our remoteness. And so this has just brought these things to the forefront of everyone's attention, I think. So there's two sort of things that we're doing with our group and the volunteers that you're talking about and the big shed. So when all of this started, there's a local emergency management committee, which you can imagine is made up of police and the Central Darling Shire and local organisations. And that group who meets daily to talk about what's happening and to address the issues as they arise, we formed a subcommittee out of that, the food security team.
Yep.
And that's specifically looking at the issues of food security and how we make sure that people still continue to get food. As you know, I think we spoke about it last year, it's 200 kilometres to Broken Hill, which is where lots of people do their shopping. And we have one shop in town, which of course struggles to meet the demand of everyone when that's suddenly flung on them. So this subcommittee made up of Aboriginal Affairs, Central Darling Shire, Marimai Aboriginal Health, Ready, New South Wales Aboriginal Lands Council. I've got an amazing team who work behind the scenes, and again, we meet daily via Zoom because a lot of the committee is actually in Broken Hill themselves. And then I run the on-the-ground coordination of that. So I rely on volunteers. So we have volunteers from the school, from the council,
wow,
from the local RFS, We've got police and ADF helping us every day with distribution. And it's certainly, you know, back to your question of how is it when you're handing things out, it's definitely needed, and I think it's going to continue to be needed. And our committee is certainly looking now from how do we move from emergency response and crisis management of making sure people have food right now to how we think about strategic planning, because I think this will go on for a while, so we need to make sure we can continue to support the community in the way that they need.
We're talking with Sarah Donnelly. She won the ARIA last time for teaching music in schools. Today she's a community person helping the town of Wilcannia, where she lives. One of the things that I think many people in the city might not realise is the ceremony around the sorry business that seems to have been the catalyst for the growth of this actually happened before there were any shutdowns or restrictions there. Is that frustrating that people don't know that?
It is frustrating, Simon. I think with all of this, there has been some misinformation or a conversation around how it happened. And I think we, as people, it's human nature, we seek to almost blame or to explain things with a reason or an answer for why things happen. Personally, and from community, from being here, you know, it is something that the town was concerned about and worried about and has been talking about since last year. It's people were always worried about what it would mean for this community if COVID made it reared its ugly head, I suppose, out this way because of the things I mentioned before, overcrowding, access to health and those sort of things. So I think it's very disappointing, particularly as a Sydney girl myself. It was disappointing to hear some of the dialogue around it, because the reality was that the sorry business happened on Friday, and it was only on the Saturday that, you know, stay-at-home orders and lockdown restrictions were placed on our little community. So, you know, the reality is that people weren't breaking any rules on the Friday. In terms of Wilcannia community, weren't breaking any rules. Other people travelling around, that's their business. But, yeah, in terms of our community, they weren't breaking any rules on the Saturday.
And it was really sudden. I woke up from my Saturday afternoon nap, having watched the 11 o'clock press conference, to suddenly find out there were even more measures in place. So it was a surprise, I think, even to us in Sydney.
Yeah, it happened pretty quickly. You know, on, I think it was the Wednesday we found out, or earlier in the week that we found out there were cases in Dubbo. And the reality for a community like ours is there's high transience in between family mob and things like sorry business or community, you know, people have to travel. And so when we heard about the case in Dubbo, because there is so much transience in between our far west and Dubbo as a major centre, it was certainly something that people were concerned about and thinking about.
Look, it was great to catch up with Linda yesterday to find out about how they drove out there in these vans and stayed overnight, but even better now to find out that all those supplies are being distributed to people that really do need them. And I'm hoping there's still time for you to play guitar.
Always, Simon, always. You've got to find special moments through hardship and challenge. I think it's important to focus on the special things and take those moments for mindfulness. And as you know, music is that thing for me. I think one of the things that is quite amazing at the moment, I would say, is the kindness that is being shared amongst the people who are on the front line here. You know, people checking in and making sure I'm looking after myself and taking a moment for mindfulness and those sort of things. The people who are reaching out from all around Australia, we've received donations, care packages from around the country, which is, for a community who sometimes feels marginalised and like they're not being listened to, the outpouring is really important and has been quite amazing. And also the kindness of, you know, I'm manning a phone every day to talk to community so that they can call up. And if they are in isolation and unable to get resources, whether it's food or sanitary items or whatever that looks like, we're still trying to support the local shop so people can now call up and pay with their card and we will organise delivery. But the overwhelming thing is that every community member here that I talk to, and sometimes they call up and just have a cry or talk to me about what's going on. And sometimes they call up and, you know, need to just vent some frustration or to ask a question and get the right health or police information, and I can pass that on. But at the end of every conversation, there is always, they stop, and before they hang up, there's always people saying, thank you to the volunteers, thank you to the people donating, we need this help. People are so, so grateful. People like the Hawkesbury Helping Hands. People were, you know, our community was so grateful for that support. And at the end of every conversation, you know, they're saying things like, stay safe, please tell your team to stay safe. So it's quite amazing, as I mentioned, through adversity and challenge, the outpouring of kindness and people looking out for each other.
Well, Sarah Donnelly, stay safe and say hello to your mum for me.
Will do. Thanks, Simon.